With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. Who was Richard Harding Davis?
If you'd asked that question 80 years ago, people would have thought you were mad.
That's Arthur Liebau, who says that next to the president, Richard Harding Davis was the most famous man in America.
He was a war correspondent, primarily. He also wrote best-selling fiction and plays. He was the model for what a debonair, handsome young man would look like in the 1890s.
Arthur Liebau, author of a biography of Richard Harding Davis called The Reporter Who Would Be King, says that after newspaper jobs in Philadelphia, Davis landed a job on the New York Sun, where on his first day, he exposed a con game.
And it was a page one story, his first day of work, and that actually caused a sensation in New York. So he made his name immediately upon arrival, and then never let up.
Richard Harding Davis dressed flamboyantly.
He would wear an ulster, you know, this long striped coat and yellow gloves and carry a walking stick.
Richard Harding Davis also was celebrated for his fiction and for a popular character named Gallagher, a newspaper copy boy who always saves the day.
In a way, he never exceeded the popularity of Gallagher. It used to irk him that years later he was still known as the man who'd written Gallagher.
2 years after arriving in New York, Davis was named managing editor of the country's most influential magazine, Harper's Weekly, but he preferred writing and reporting to editing and began looking for a war to cover.
He finally got to cover a war, the totally forgotten conflict between Greece and Turkey.
In 1896, that was just the first war Richard Harding Davis covered, and the years brought him ever-increasing fame. His story is told in The Reporter Who Would Be King by Arthur Liebau, published by Scribner's. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Biographer Arthur Liebau on the legendary turn-of-the-century war correspondent Richard Harding Davis.
Richard, from the time he was a very small boy, was always thinking about his byline and how to get it as big as possible.
Liebau, in his book, The Reporter Who Would Be King, notes that Davis was the model for the dashing young man who appeared in the pictures of Charles Dana Gibson. When the Spanish-American War broke out, Richard Harding Davis was there to glamorize Theodore Roosevelt's Rough Riders.
For both Roosevelt and Davis, the Spanish-American War was a very good war indeed.
And solidified their careers. Davis wrote about an execution in Cuba, a classic portrait of a brave man, cigarette clutched in his teeth, facing the firing squad.
That scene of the condemned prisoner smoking the last cigarette and the cigarette burning on after he dies began in Davis's story and I think is still with us today.
Richard Harding Davis designed his own war correspondent's uniform.
He created a modified version of a khaki British uniform, which he wore when he covered campaigns.
And he created a war kit with fancy tent, stove, and chairs, and he had a huge entourage to accompany him. Richard Harding Davis covered wars in style.
He insisted on taking a dinner jacket to the battlefront, for instance, so that he could dress for dinner.
Like some of the TV anchors today, Richard Harding Davis often became bigger than the news.
He would be seated at dinners next to the commanding general. He would go over on the commander's ship.
Read The Reporter Who Would Be King, a biography of Richard Harding Davis by Arthur Liebau, published by Scribner's. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The prolific turn-of-the-century writer, Richard Harding Davis, was as famous as anyone in his day, but his personal life was less successful. Arthur Liebau, in his biography, The Reporter Who Would Be King, says that Davis married a woman who had no sexual interest in men.
It was said afterwards that she'd actually negotiated a prenuptial agreement saying that there'd be no physical contact between them.
Richard Harding Davis later remarried. She was a young woman, a vaudevillian, and he was close to 50 when he became a father. Liebau says Davis' best journalism may have been a description of an endless line of gray German soldiers streaming into Belgium in World War I.
His portrait of the German troops entering Brussels was recognized at the time as a classic and has remained in every collection of war reportage.
And the last short story he wrote, The Deserter, was probably his finest fiction.
The poignant quality of that story exceeded everything that Davis had done since his early writing career. One wonders, had he lived longer, if he'd been able to do better, but for the bulk of his career, certainly he did not.
It can be safely said that little that Richard Harding Davis wrote is read today.
The reason I thought that he deserved a biography was more to see how he embodied the period in which he lived and how quickly all of his ideals and what he stood for passed from the scene.
Richard Harding Davis was 51 when he died in 1916. His life is told by Arthur Liebau, author of The Reporter Who Would Be King, published by Scribner's. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.